This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia on Tuesday took its case to the UN Security Council that Ukraine is preparing to use a so-called dirty bomb on its own territory, an assertion dismissed by Western and Ukrainian officials as a pretext for escalating the war. Moscow sent a letter detailing the allegations to the United Nations on Monday, and Russia raised the issue at a closed meeting with the Security Council. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Tuesday repeated Russia's allegations and said the West was foolish to dismiss them. They follow hints from Moscow that it may be forced to use a tactical nuclear weapon against Ukraine, whose president Volodymyr Zelensky said the dirty bomb allegation showed Moscow was planning such an attack and seeking to blame Kyiv. Ukraine's nuclear energy operator says Russian forces are performing secret work at Europe's largest nuclear power plant. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Energoatom, the Ukrainian state enterprise that operates the country's four nuclear power plants, says Russian forces have carried out secret construction work over the last week at the occupied Zaporizhia plant, activity that could shed light on Russia's claims that Kyiv's forces are preparing a provocation involving a radioactive device. Energoatom says in a statement, Russian officers controlling the area won't give access to Ukrainian staff running the plant to allow them to see what's going on. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more on the story and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or for the latest news, follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The first formal peace talks aimed at ending 2 years of war between the Ethiopian army and forces from the country's northern region of Tigray started in South Africa on Tuesday and will end Sunday, the South African government said. At stake is an opportunity to end a conflict that has killed thousands, displaced millions, and left hundreds of thousands on the brink of famine in Africa's second most populous nation, destabilizing the wider Horn of Africa region. The talks, mediated by the African Union, begin as the government has been making significant gains on the battlefield, capturing several large towns in Tigray over the past week. The government offensive, conducted jointly with allied troops from neighboring Eritrea, has raised fears of further harm to civilians, leading African, U.S., and European leaders, and even Pope Francis, to call for a ceasefire and urgent talks. Rishi Sunak has become Britain's third prime minister this year. He is tasked with taming an economic crisis that has left the country's finances in a precarious state and millions struggling to pay their food and energy bills. Sunak is Britain's first leader of color. He met King Charles III at Buckingham Palace on Tuesday, and the monarch officially asked the leader of the governing Conservative Party to form a government. American women's basketball star Brittany Griner loses her appeal, with a Russian court upholding her 9-year prison sentence on drug possession, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Brittany Griner's pleas for leniency via video from her prison cell on Tuesday went nowhere with the Russian court.
It's just big that the court takes in all the states that were overlooked.
She spent her birthday last week in a penal colony and says it's taking a toll.
It's been very, very stressful.
Griner was convicted in August after Moscow police found vape canisters with cannabis oil in her luggage at the airport. She admitted to them, but her lawyers presented a prescription. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan calls the hearing another sham judicial proceeding, and in a statement says President Biden is willing to go to extraordinary lengths to bring Americans home. The U.S. has been proposing a prisoner swap with Russia. I'm Julie Walker.
Recapping our top story, Russia on Tuesday took its case to the UN Security Council that Ukraine is preparing to use a so-called dirty bomb on its own territory, an assertion dismissed by Western and Ukrainian officials as a pretext for escalating the war. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.